Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
What's going on, everybody?
He's back.
Welcome back to the first Power Hour in quite some time.
Indeed.
If you forgot who we are.
Long overdue.
The guy yelling to the mic, the first thing, that was Braden.
Yeah.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And welcoming back.
Mr. Conspiracy.
Back on a mic. He actually has his own square on the webcam.
What? What do you mean he has his own square?
Oh, on my end. I might put him in his own square.
Oh, you put him in his own thing? They're sitting right next to each other. Hey,
you got to move your foot. You got to move your foot. You're ruining the effect. There you go.
They're literally sitting next to each other on the couch.
Oh, that's not the same couch.
These are two different couches in different parts of the house.
My house looks like I'm set up for a casting couch here.
Especially that stance you're taking.
Gotta get comfy, man. Life finds a way.
So how bad do you want the part?
Not what that bad. That's why he hasn't been here in 3 years. All right, everyone's asking, Mr. Conspiracy, what's been up? What have you been up to?
It took him 2.5 hours to cut his hair this morning. That's it.
Oh, did. Yeah.
He totally ghosted me, helping me. He was supposed to help me tear apart the trailer. And he kept sending me progress pics of his shaved head in various states of being shaved.
I'm busy.
I bought a new clipper and it needs to be plugged in. It's not just batteries. So I plug it in for as long as I could wait and then give it a shot. And my thick ass hair would just kill those things instantly. So I'd get like a third done and then send a progress photo.
Updates.
So a 4 hour long haircut.
So instead of helping Braden, you cut your hair for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Okay.
Checks out. Yeah.
He's all set now.
Well, he's more aerodynamic now. It's good.
Yeah. But that's been it. That's all he's been up to. That's it. Yeah.
4 hour long haircut.
Three years. He cut his hair once.
You're up to speed.
That's about it. Yeah. Nothing much has changed since when was I here last Christmas?
Yes, probably.
Still working in town. 6 months ago, yeah.
Yeah, 6 months. Yeah. What's funny, I think I said I only come every year at Christmas. And I said, I'll see you guys next Christmas.
Oh, so you're doubling your commitment is what you're saying.
Doubling it down, yeah.
Yeah, so you get- he wants twice as much money this year.
Oh. So all we know so far is that you do 4 hour long haircuts and you're a liar.
Yeah, that's pretty much sums me up right there, Dan.
Isn't it Australian Christmas right around this time?
What?
Like Christmas in July?
Yeah, don't they do? Oh, maybe it's because their Christmas is summer. I just remember kangaroo Christmas or something. But I guess it because December is probably summertime there. Or do they mix it? I guess you wouldn't change Jesus' birth date.
Well, I mean, you can. Everything's backwards in Australia, so you're good.
Yeah.
When you're south of the equator, just flips.
Hey, everyone knows there's no rules in the upside down.
Yeah. You make your own physics down there.
Mm. It's
time has no meaning in Australia.
No, the one thing, one thing I want to talk about tonight is July 5th. They're firing up the collider. They're going to do the biggest particle collision they've ever done. Obviously, the goal of this is to throw us back into the reality where it's the Berenstain Bears where we came from and get us out of this hellhole, the Berenstain Bears reality. That's all I can think of.
The headlines you read are like, CERN Hadron Collider Experiment sparks July 5th, doomsday conspiracies.
As it always does when they fucking get that thing running.
What's really going on?
Did the world not go to shit science. The last time they used that thing?
Well, there's the theory that when we fired that thing up the first time, we've fucking keep throwing ourselves out of
split the timeline.
And we keep riding the shitty one somehow.
Yeah, we got stuck on the wrong side of the split.
Yeah. It's about time we get a good split, I think. What are we, you know, it's 50-50. Yeah, universe C, baby.
Yeah, the good split was, it wasn't just a COVID vaccine, it was a vaccine to cure all illnesses. And then
the good split no more was sickness. When we got Spotify called us out of the blue and we're like, well, this doesn't make sense, right? And then they quickly fucking fixed that one.
Oh, whoops.
Let's get us back on the right course.
So what exactly are they doing? They're just powering up the Hadron Collider to its full like potential?
I don't think it's full potential. They're just doing the
largest one.
The largest one they've ever done. Hey, point that thing a little more directly at your mouth. Just like that. Just like that. And we're going to, I don't know, find the next God particle. Who knows, right?
Well, yeah, it's been like, 10 years plus since they found the Higgs?
The Higgs boson? Yeah.
Boson?
10 it's years boson? Ago, 2012.
So I just quickly skimmed
the first world article. Did the world go to shit?
2012. Oh, that was the end of the world.
That was the end of the world.
See?
It's all lining up.
Has it not felt like since that point, just time just keeps on slipping into the future?
Yeah, it says it's going to be powered up to unprecedented energy levels.
Let's go.
So we're making a black holes. What we're happening here.
I really hope it's just a lever that someone goes and like all the meters just go into the red. Like, good enough. Fire them.
Let's do it. Just like, and then just snap us back into the other reality.
Bright white light.
Yeah.
So, yes. Say goodbye to your loved ones July 4th
we'll all be lizard people then.
Yeah, hey, don't worry about your fingers. You know, everyone's celebrating the Independence Day. Don't worry about your fingers because chances are July 5th, we're all dead anyways as soon as they fire that thing up. So,
yep, according
go ahead. Hold on to those fireworks, baby.
Yeah, according to Twitter, on July 5th, CERN will be opening up a multidimensional portal and while using dark matter. Everything is fine.
What do you mean when using dark? Is that what they're...
That's just what this claim is on Twitter. I'm just going with the phrase. All right. They're not telling us. They're using dark matter. This is the end right here, July 5th. What time are they colliding? Start a countdown.
Let's do it. Countdown to the end of the world.
It'll be streamed live on CERN's social media channels.
Oh,
so it says the collider will reach a new energy world record of 13.6 trillion electron volts.
Oh, I was really hoping it was going to be gigawatts.
And some of this, the collisions they're planning on producing.
What was it again?
So it's 13.6 trillion electron volts. So
Can you say it like you're Doc Brown?
13.6 trillion electron volts.
That's pretty good.
An electron volt is a measure of an amount of kinetic energy. A flying mosquito has about 1 trillion electron volts of energy.
Sorry, what'd you say?
1 trillion?
A flying mosquito?
So in terms of, possessing the amount of...
He said mosquito? You said, hold on, you might... Mosquito.
Yeah, that's why I said mosquito.
So this thing is going to be as powerful for a split second as a flying mosquito.
No, 13 mosquitoes.
What? You're telling me that all this unprecedented power is enough to power 13 flying mosquitoes?
13.6 mosquitoes. I suppose like 13.6 mosquitoes.
When you put it in those terms, it doesn't seem that powerful.
No, not at all.
We're expecting black holes to open up.
But I guess if you collide the particles perfectly and they're almost at the speed of light, that's what they're concerned about?
I don't know. Listen, claims.
If we breach 50 mosquitoes, we're in big trouble. Everyone knows this.
That's the threshold.
13.6 mosquitoes. That's what it seems to say.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
And I'm brothers with this guy over here. Hey, I'm gonna go to Home Depot and I'm gonna be like, I need some 6 mosquito volt light bulbs. Got any 6 mosquitoes? Anything that powered by 6 mosquitoes?
I think those are down aisle 12 at the back.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing says, like, the quote says, it's like, I've never, all of these, I guess there's a couple of things. I'm not on TikTok, but apparently a lot of the stuff is being thrown around on TikTok. And people are saying that it's going to open some interdimensional portal, allowing spiritual beings to pass through it and or produce some sort of black hole or large energy event, something weird. And people, and the scientists are like, I've never heard anyone try to explain why these things would happen except because CERN. I should just start using that as an explanation for everything. Just because CERN.
If you're telling me right now that if I went outside and collected 14 mosquitoes in a jar,
yes,
I would in my house have more power than CERN.
That, well, then what they're planning to produce for this experiment, yes.
But don't they need like the power of an entire city to get these things sped up?
I don't know the exact power requirements.
It is a massive facility. It's huge. It employs like thousands of people. They need to put in enough power for a small town.
Hey, listen, for $35, I'll collect 14 mosquitoes in a jar, get Mr. Conspiracy to shake them up. They're bound to collide in there.
That's even, if you think about it, if that's accurate, then it's like, it takes the power of an entire town. What can power a small town to speed up a couple of particles to near speed of light? Like that's insane. Just a few particles, not even like to get like a spaceship or if you think of it like that, like a spaceship or something would require how much power. Like,
just to
you're
get
trying
it,
to get a couple
just to get particles. To that speed. Yeah.
Yeah. You just need enough time, like to get it that fast enough that you're accelerating it fast enough that you're not sitting there for like, you know, 20 years trying to get it up to speed.
And then you collide them and you quickly try and take a calculation of what particles are produced. That's pretty much what they're trying to do.
So how do the particles actually collect speed inside the CERN? Cause like, I'm just picturing a tube with like a million angled fans.
I mean, I've seen the pictures inside of it. It's just a big empty tube with a bunch of cables and cabling and
stuff.
What
happens if the particles collide before they're at speed?
How do you get these particles moving that fast?
You want to hear the exact quote?
Yeah, please. No, lie to me, actually.
Give us the accurate one, then we need a Star Trek one.
Okay. Yeah. So the accurate one is, accelerators use electromagnetic fields to accelerate and steer particles. Radio frequency cavities boost the particle beams while magnets focus the beams and bend their trajectory. In a circular accelerator, the particles repeat the same circuit for as long as necessary, getting an energy boost at each turn.
Boring.
All right, so what it really does is pull into the ether the dark energy through a wormhole, giving rise.
Well, you just have the Flash run in there. They have Barry Allen run in there, a couple laps, and then whip us into another alternate dimension where Batman uses guns.
Yeah.
So like that really didn't explain it though, did it?
Did it?
Didn't well, it did. Did it. I think we just don't understand.
You have to have the capability to understand the words to grasp the concept.
Yeah. Imagine you're explaining it to like a 3-year-old.
Okay. So there's this tube underground, right?
Yeah.
They got 2 mosquitoes in there.
They get a couple mosquitoes. they fan them around in a circle till they collide. And that is how you create matter.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. I understood that. That makes sense. Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, too funny. Too funny.
Okay. Well, there it is. July 5th. You have it. Heard it here.
No, we're dead.
The biggest firework.
The other one that's been, you know, popping up for me is that all those UFOs, the UFOs popping off the coast of California there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the first thing that I look at when I see them, I'm like, again, I watch so many UFO videos, and there has a lot of the ones I would say in the recent time that I've been like, well, those are weird, have been these orange lights in the sky. They drift, they fade in and out, they repop up. And I've been curious as to what they are. I'm not all of them, but the majority of these ones are these orange lights. And, you know, these five orange lights were seen off the coast of California. Tons of reports about them, tons of reports on MUFON. Yep. And even like air traffic control picked up military jets like heading out in that direction to like to scope them out. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Did you guys see those?
Are we talking about, I pulled these ones up here. Let's see if this is.
I followed that story pretty closely for the first
time. I guess you guys won't be able to see it actually on your end. But it's in UFO sightings over San Diego, June 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah,
San Diego.
Yeah.
About 5 days ago. Yeah, they popped up. I saw it start popping up on some, in the news. I think somebody posted it in our Discord first, and then I started following it because nobody really knew what it was. I looked at it.
Dan, what are the officials claiming it is?
The official explanation is that there were... As reported by one of the news I think it's an ABC or CBS news station there, got a comment from a National Guard or Coast Guard. It was U.S. Coast Guard ships. And they said they were launching flares into the air.
Those weren't flares.
Baloney. Yeah. Those weren't flares.
Can you see that now on your side?
Yeah, we can see it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going back
to the
video.
Those are three very well-placed flares.
That never move.
So there are a couple of videos online. They have this one, but there's another pretty good one that there's a time-lapse one that they show. I don't know. You might, if you're able to find it, like there's a time-lapse video of that over a couple hours. Like they shot those.
Well, that one's obviously a plane right there.
Couple hours.
Dude, what is that? Is that one ship or three ships? That one right there?
Okay, that one looks different.
That's different, man.
Is that one ship or three ships?
It's a good question. Could be a lights on each point of the triangle.
It might be maybe, because there's a fourth one up above there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boom. Look at that one.
There you go. Oh, it's a bunch of different.
That's a Z.
The old Z craft.
Right? Interesting. I've seen tons of those.
There's a photo I posted in our Discord.
Wow.
There's a photo someone took from pretty close up of what they were or what they saw. Like they reported after they reported those sightings, they said they shot it from, it's some local mall in Southern California. I kind of looked it up, UTC or something like that. And the photo in our Discord, it's, I don't know, you look at it and you're like, I'm pretty sure you can see the smoke coming off some of those.
Photoshop, man.
Yeah, sure.
Now I can't turn my camera back on. Oh my God.
Nope. Gone.
Fucking absolutely done, blew it out. Look at this.
Just put more YouTube videos.
Unbelievable. But it's a, there's a time-lapse one. You can see them like go up, down, like they go, these ones go out and then new ones pop up and then they just.
Yeah, but the thing is from that, but like these other ones that we're seeing, I'm not saying that this video close-up showing is of flares. What I'm saying is that maybe they're completely different from the videos that we just watched, because the video we just watched, like I've seen flares. I know they drop out of the sky. These ones don't. They stay perfectly unison in the sky and then new ones pop up beside them. They don't slowly drop back down. Like flares don't, you shoot them up and they just float illuminating in the same spot. Like that's.
I think there's different types of flares. Like I'm pretty sure there's like different flares that you use for, say, like search and rescue. Like search and rescue for like at sea. Like you want flares that'll stay up for a really long time, and they have ones that go up there. But I mean, the picture I see, there's smoke coming off a couple of them. Like unless there's some kind of damaged UFO or
maybe they
UFO
shot it
or something. Yeah, maybe
it was easy target.
But you can see pretty much smoke coming off of them. At least in that photo, it might be a different photo. It might not be the photo of those, but that's what it was. That was what was on the internet. And if we're just trusting stuff off the internet, then I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. I don't trust the internet either way.
No. The winds on the ocean too. Winds on the ocean, if they're designed to stay up long enough, they would have got blown all around.
Yeah, that's what I think too. They would have shifted. Those three stayed pretty tethered at the same distance apart.
But what if it's like coming towards you or away from you? Like it would still just like, it wouldn't get, if it's really far away, like it wouldn't really change the perception of like what it is. It wouldn't really get brighter if it's like miles off of, if they're really bright and they're like far off the coast. If they move towards you or away, like you probably wouldn't notice much of a difference.
I thought it was an interesting UFO video.
It is. They're pretty cool. I followed it pretty. There was a big old whoop-de-doo in some of the forums I was following it, and there was a big old drama fight about being like, their first people were saying that there were drones, like maybe it was a drone exercise for like a preparation for like the 4th of July, like a drone show. And then people were like, no, those aren't drones. And then somebody posted that picture. They're like, oh no, like somebody posted from San Diego, like a San Diego locals forum, and they had a picture of these lights and they showed that. And people were like, oh, they're not flares. And you know, there was some hardliners that were like, these aren't flares. Everything that you hear is misinformation and da 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 da. And then, and some people were like, well, no, pretty sure it's flares. The Coast Guard confirmed it. News confirmed it. I mean,
confirmed it. All right.
Local news. It wasn't even like national news, I guess. It was like just local news. But, that's what the official explanation was, is that these were flares that were launched from ships out there. Somebody mentioned something about military exercises what was the other thing? About the planes though, people were saying that the planes, like that's not, like they were, somebody mentioned tracking some sort of like homeland security planes flying off the coast or something like that. But somebody mentioned, kind of said that that's normal because you have homeland security is technically like kind of border like border patrol as well. So it's like, or just, it wouldn't be unusual for them to fly out there and check stuff out.
Fair enough.
So I don't know, but it was pretty crazy for like a day or two. Like nobody really knew what was going on and nobody was commenting on it. Like not really far away. I guess the police had no idea what it was. Like the San Diego police were getting all these reports, people calling in and they're like, we don't know what it is. We have no idea. But it's just one of those things where it's just like, yeah, you like to say, like maybe a little transparency would be nice, but you don't know what they're doing out there. Cause I mean, the military is never obliged to like tell police or like locals,
anybody,
like what they're
anything.
Doing. Yeah. It's like, we're not going to tell anybody unless it becomes a problem. So I don't know. It was pretty fun to follow along and just watch that story develop. But yeah, I don't know.
Aliens. There's a question for conspiracy. What the fuck is that?
What?
Question for Mr. Conspiracy.
TV.
From Noah. For Mr. Conspiracy, what's one theory that you think the boys should dive into?
Great question.
Jack the Ripper.
Revisited.
Still unsolved.
You know, I think they do a pretty good job of covering a lot of things. You know, they've covered stuff that I've been into my whole life. I'm talking you guys. Just things that they cover that I didn't know about. One for me. That's a tough one.
Any you've been into recently?
Sorry?
Nothing you've been into recently?
I've been delving back into Flat Earth again a little bit.
Oh, but no.
Well, it's retro now.
Like, yeah,
it's,
yeah.
Now it's cool.
I'm nostalgic, you know what I mean?
So. Well, we talked about just recently that the new Flat Earth theory, that was way better.
Which one?
Like the endless plane, and they've incorporated all the mythical realms into the Flat Earth.
Okay. I listen to that one. That's actually pretty, that's neat.
That's way more fun.
It's one of those things though that I'm like, if that's true, like why can't we just take flights there?
You're not allowed.
Yeah, why not?
Well, we came up with a great theory that on before is because the ice wall is so tall that the air is so thin that you can't fly over it. And there's only a couple exits and that's where the military keeps like overreaching control because you can't get by. There's like just a tiny little canyon through the ice wall and they have all the guns mounted, the flat cannons, you name it, any type of anti-air gun, you'll never get through.
Yeah, they give you the Malaysian Flight 370 if you try to go over it.
And the and so we're connected to all the mythical realms. Is that the thing?
Yeah, like, yeah. The so there's like a Gartha and all like those like Norse.
Oh,
one.
So what's keeping so what's keeping the dark elves from like
our military?
From obviously Thor.
Yeah, okay.
The United States military.
Dark elves, masters of magic, are going to be stopped by a couple of fucking like anti-aircraft missiles. I don't think so.
By the Navy SEALs.
It's just going to have like King Arthur and his knights rolling in from Avalon, like. Just, Yeah. It's insane. Oh, it's so funny. Oh, God.
I got a cool one that I don't think you guys have talked about yet. That giant eye telescope in China. Did you guys see that it detected?
Oh, I remember that one.
And that's then right. Immediately took the story down?
Yeah, they were like, yeah.
Nothing fishy about that.
We found aliens. Right? Yeah. Deleted. It kind of reminded me of the Roswell when like, when Roswell first happened in the military, it was like, we've recovered a flying saucer. And then like someone from higher up's like, shut the fuck up. They're like, never mind. We didn't find nothing.
Yeah. I saw that too. That popped up on my newsfeed and it's like, Chinese scientists claim to have found an alien signal or something like that.
And then right after that, it was like Chinese scientists mysteriously found dead.
No, it's just like the news sources that it did pop on, a lot of them were just like there weren't very trustworthy sites like you want to pop up. There are ones that are pretty much known for putting out, you know, tabloid worthy news, but not you know, they're not into verifying their sources too much.
So basically what all news is what you're saying.
Well, no, some news are kind of obligated to do that. Like they do have credibility built in. But a lot of the news outlets that kind of put that out, they put out the quick little blurbs of like alien things. But it was like, it was something that like the quote, like the direct quote or something was like, yeah, it may, like we found some signals. It might be aliens. It's just one of those things where scientists are just like, yeah, it might be aliens. Sure. It might not as well. But, you know, they leave that part out. Like, it's like, it might be aliens. Well, it might not. But they just leave out that it might not.
The article from Live Science, I remember reading it a while ago. I just pulled it back up. Says they couldn't rule out human interference.
Yeah,
so it's possible that it's an ET signal. And that's all I need.
Or it's a microwave.
Well, they also, I had read that they were like, oh, it could have been like local radio interference. And I'm like,
That's what happened before.
You built this machine to listen to, to detect shit out of space, deep space.
No. That actually happened.
And you're picking up fucking 99.9 Sun FM. Like. Yeah.
No, that happened before. I remember them. I remember their story from a while ago where they had one of the radio signals pointed out there, and they were trying to verify the source of this one signal that they kept getting at a certain time of day for a certain amount of time. And they kept listening to it as every day. And then they realized it was the radio telescope was picking up like microwaves.
Golden Girls.
Their microwaves. Somebody was heating up like their burrito. And it was like every day at the same time at lunchtime is when they would get the signal. And then they figured out, oh, it's like, no, it's the microwave like bouncing off that. Because with the radio.
Let's do this. Let's give the signal full 180 and see what it picks up at that point.
So it was like, yeah, they just figured out that it's like, yeah, it's the microwave. They just turned the microwave on. Like, yeah, it's that.
Speaking of radio, did you guys hear that thing I sent to you guys? Did you hear this conspiracy?
Look, are you like Dan and you got a trip to Thailand coming up and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
There's a soft rock station in Vancouver last week that they fired and laid off a bunch of staff. So like the remaining disc jockeys played Killing in the Name by Rage Against the Machine for 24 hours straight. And in between they take calls and people be like, can you play anything else? And the guy's like, no. And he just boom, cue it again. And it was, it was phenomenal.
That's awesome. I hope to quit a job like that.
Yeah.
It's like, how could nobody turn it? I guess nobody would give a fuck. Cause it's like, whoever didn't they get bought? Weren't they like, I don't know.
Changing companies, parent company. Right.
So it's like, but the parent company like probably couldn't get a hold of anybody. And the people who were working there probably didn't give a fuck.
Well, cause they changed companies and they laid off two of the hosts.
Right.
And everyone else was like, fuck that.
Oh, fuck you. Killing in the Name of
a little rage.
Fuck you, do what you tell me.
Fucking for 24 hours. It's amazing.
What, it was, what was the resolution? Did they rehire the people or did they fire everyone?
No,
they just fired everyone.
At 24 hours, it went dark. Like just after 24 hours, the station just went dark.
I remember, off the power.
I remember we used to have an alternative rock station here where I live, like when I was in high school. And like, at one point, what was the station? 99.1. And I remember one day, like my friends like came. I didn't really listen. I listened to it sometimes, but not all the time. And then one day, some friends of mine came in like, did you hear? And I'm like, what? It's like the 99.1 alt rock turned to all Spanish station. 99.1 El Sol. Like, and it was just, they were just playing Spanish music. Like they had just switched. At some point, like in the morning, they just switched totally over. Nobody, there was no announcement. There was no nothing like, we're going to switch over to this. They just went from like stuff they put like Green Day and like Rage Against the Machine and then just now it's 99.1 El Sol. And they played pretty much Latin American party music like all day. And people were calling in and like, they were fucking enraged. Like what had happened? Nobody had told them, and they're like, what the hell? What is this garbage? It was really funny. Like it was just like, oh wow, that's neat. Like I don't know, it's like some of the radio stations, they give you no heads up. And it's like, I think a couple of radio stations have done that in like where I live. Like they just changed one day. Nobody said anything. Nobody, I don't know if that's like the policy. Like they just don't tell anybody.
No, it has to be
tuned in the next day.
That happened here in Kelowna. We have the rock station. It used to be called the Lizard.
Right.
And then it changed to Power 104 like 20 years ago. And then I woke up and it was called the Lizard again.
Yeah.
I was like, what happened? I wish I still had that shirt. I used to have a Lizard FM shirt.
It was a great shirt.
I used to wear it. It was a dope shirt.
It was a great logo.
I used to wear it all the time.
And they didn't bring back the original logo though. Shitty.
They should have.
When did it change back?
Just recently?
A year ago. Like last summer.
Oh, wow.
Just like flipped and then it was the Lizard again. Same, pretty much everyone was the same, except a new name.
I think at one point we had, go ahead.
It's been Power 104 for as long as I can remember.
Forever, yeah.
Because they used to do like Saturday night disco nights.
Oh yeah.
And I was like 4 or 5 years old. We had bunk beds and we'd lay in bunk bed together and fucking jammed all these disco tunes.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
We used to have, I think there was, this was a couple of years ago, but at one point we had like four classic rock stations at one time.
Playing like, the same songs all day.
And well, it was like, and I don't know if it was some tacit agreement between all four of them, but at some point, like Stairway to Heaven was playing at one at any given time during the day.
That's funny like, though. That'd be funny if you were like, hey, at 1:13 every day, cue Stairway to Heaven. That's pretty funny.
Full version. One of them's not played it. Yeah. It was just like, oh, it's just nuts.
We got another question. Anfamous asks, I know you all have done near-death experiences, but have you guys done the afterlife? Maybe just your own thoughts or something. What happens when you die, Dan? What happens?
I don't know.
What happens? Where do we go when we die?
I don't know. I can make up some stuff, I guess. Like, I don't know. You get, I mean, it depends on like to do a thing like that. It's like, you really have to get, oh man, it's a lot of research.
No research. What do you feel? If you died right now, if you died right now, Dan, where are you going? What do you think happens?
I don't know. It's the last great adventure.
Dan's computer brain doesn't have the answers for the unknown.
Yeah. Just like, I guess.
Conspiracy, what do you think? What do you think happens when we die?
I've had two near-death experiences.
Yeah, you've had a couple.
The two that I remember, drowning and choking.
Choking, yeah, drowning.
Fucking two awful, awful near-death experiences. Blackness, that's what I remember.
Black.
I remember passing out in the pool, woke up outside of the pool. I remember choking on candy, woke up, no longer choking on candy. That's it.
These are both when you were 7 years old or what?
Seven.
Someone, day after. The day after.
I was like 18, 19. I don't know.
Someone, it's actually funny because someone said this just recently. There's someone just saying, oh, you got to do this and this for retirement. You got to plan. And then this guy was like, no, I'm not planning for retirement. I'm fucking enjoying myself now and I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to take it day for day. And the person was like, well, what happens when you're old? He goes, listen, I was already asleep for billions of years. I just woke up. He's like, I want to enjoy it while I'm here. And I was like, yeah, that's a fucking interesting. That's a good way to look at it.
I like it.
Yeah, I like that too.
Not bad at all.
I don't know. George Adams, I didn't see your question. It's already gone to the back of the chat. So type it again.
She gone.
I like that one. Mr. C looks like Rasputin.
I like the...
he does.
Yeah. I like the Japanese version.
In the pants.
I like the Japanese version we talked about in Aoki Gahara Forest, where it's basically if you die and nobody honors your memory, you become an angry god. Like, I think that's pretty
funny.
Yeah,
you burst out of your meat sack and you're terrorizing the land.
Yeah, nobody puts fucking... If nobody gives you gifts on your... On your gravestone every year, you become an angry god.
You must quell the demon inside.
Yep. Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Or set your relatives loose upon the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Zell, what happens when we die?
I mean, I'm a believer that like memories and stuff...
How would Zell know? He's never going to die.
That's a tough one for Zell.
from what I've read.
From what have you heard? Yeah.
From what I've heard. You know, like the stories of kids, like remembering past lives, I always find super interesting. And like there's stories, I don't know how substantiated, but like I was murdered in this life and this is where my killer is. And sure enough, and this is where my body's buried and they like solve a murder. The stories you hear at least.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah.
So like if you create memories in this life, like that's the type of energy, right? And like the fundamental laws of physics, like it can't be destroyed or created, just transformed. So maybe like that memory is a piece of energy. It's a part of the global hard drive or universal hard drive. When you die, sometimes that gets, you know, it's a bad hard drive format. The next copy of you is this new person and they still retain, you know, a couple pieces of that person before. That's more like the interconnected consciousness. Like there's only so much life force to go around.
I like that, but imagine a young kid having a couple weird dreams. And let's say dreams are connected to the multiverse. That's when you peer into a different version of yourself. And that's what the kid's seeing is just, yeah, this is what happened. And remember, and just tells their dream.
Or you just pick up what a dream is. You just pick up other people's dreams when you're that young. Like you can just, other people's memories are what you dream because you don't have enough experiences to kind of do your own.
Or you take it even further. this person, this kid had this dream or this thought, which never actually happened. But as soon as he thought it, you gave rise to that in a different reality and it manifests itself as a reality. Mm. It never happened until someone thought it.
Yeah, like fucking laser bullets.
Exactly. You put that in the ether, next thing you know, you missed out on a $1 billion opportunity.
I know. So I was the founder of laser bullets.
I remember we talked about that for
years ago.
A long time.
Well, that makes the development of that technology that they've been working on where you can actually, they can get pictures of your dreams.
Oh, like
they can actually generate images from your dreams.
They're pretty.
So if that's something.
So we're
if
total recall age now.
Just not yet. Dude, close. It's going to be terrifying when we all see the same person.
If we're getting pictures, pretty soon we'll have video.
So it might be interesting when we can peer into people's dreams.
Yeah, because I just seen that recently. I can't remember where I heard or read that, but they showed pictures that they're obviously super. They're not. You can barely tell what they are.
They can generate stuff from memory, and I think they can generate stuff from dreams. Like they're starting to be able to.
Right now, they're basically like Mr. Conspiracy's crayon drawings.
Yeah.
You get rough images. Is that a cow or a dog? We don't know.
It's whatever you want it to be.
George Adams asked if a UFO popped onto Earth, and one got out and said, "Hey, come with me. We'll take you away to our world, but you can never come back, and you have to go right now. Would you go?"
Fuck no. If I can't come back. Well, no, I would go because I would find a way to come back. I'd kill them on the other side. I'd steal their ship. I'd be a runaway refugee or whatever. I'd grab the ship. I'd fly back to Earth. I'd tell everyone about
Star Jammer. Okay.
Just turn everyone into vampires.
Because imagine that. You're the only human. You're the only human to go to this ET world. And you get to experience all the mysteries of the universe. And you never get to tell anyone. No one's
asking. What kind of aliens are we talking about? Are these like the weird little giant headed grays? Or are these like the hot Nordic women? Like,
no, not the hot Nordics. They're just the little grays.
The grays.
Yeah. I'll take the hot Nordics, please.
But I mean, Dan, I'd be like, yeah. Hey, Dan, I'd be like, fine.
But Dan, all right, Dan, just for you, it's the little grays, but they're down to fuck.
Thanks, but no thanks. I'm flattered, really, but
you get picked up by the grays, and they just have like every size of dildo.
Okay, wait. Same question for Braden, but they got thick ass cheeks on them.
An alien gray with a big
just like walking
booty.
Down the just ramp, big, just like jiggling,
clapping.
I mean, are they waddling like the ducks from Aristocrat, like that? Those kind of.
If that's what you're into.
I hope someone pulls up that GIF and posts it on the page. Then they'll know exactly what I'm talking about.
It's already been done. I bet.
I don't think I would go. I think I would stay and I would full on Travis Walton it. I'd be giving people dead hands.
Limp handshakes.
Yeah. Limp handshakes at conventions.
You'd be
telling them about how the time
fried.
I turned them down. But, no, I don't think I would go. I mean, how like pretty thick?
Like, how thick are we talking?
Three C's?
We're talking how thick you want them. Apple bottom jeans.
God damn.
But no, still the same size head and no fucking mouth, like barely any, and no ears, just a booty.
I don't need a lot of mouth. Conspiracy, what about you?
It depends. I mean, there's the excitement of blasting into, you know, our universe and seeing some cool stuff. It also sucks to get on and they don't show you much and like, yeah, this is it.
Or what if they're boring? Like, my worry is like they're boring. Like they just live a very like fucking robotic life and you're just like, oh.
I'd be like, what do you guys have to drink on your ship? Yeah. Like,
motor oil.
They're like, our own pee.
Protein paste. Like, okay.
Yeah, great. And you're like, oh.
Fucking PBRs, that's
that
it.
Yeah. You know, or is it going to be one of those like 2001 A Space Odyssey and I get to like sit in a nice room with like a dining room table? Oh my God.
Yeah, there's a lot of variables we need to know before making the decision, I guess.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
There is. I'd probably turn it down if it just happened out of the blue right now. Probably turn it down.
I'd be like, I'd be asking some questions first and be like,
Is this open for discussion? If they're like, no, I'm like, all right, no. If they're like, yeah, I'll be like, all right, let's talk.
All right. and give you some information first. Then can I see a pamphlet or something? Like, yeah. You guys got a brochure?
Yeah. Give me the sales pitch here. Can I bring my guitar?
What RVs you got? There's another question here, Sean Mullet. If you were given the opportunity to restart your life, but you remember everything, what would you change? Well, probably wouldn't have got married.
Hindsight on that one could have saved you some trouble.
Good call.
I would be a gambling man. I'll tell you that much. I'd be on the hot streak of hot streaks, man.
Is buying Tesla for a dollar?
Here's the thing, though. There's a lot that comes with that question, because if you make different choices, you're not going to turn out to be the you are now.
Yeah, but you're already the you. I'm already the me I am now because I'm starting again.
And if you remember everything.
So it's like you, like in the crib, they'd be like, man, Braden looks weird. And I'm just like this.
5 days till Google drops.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, maybe I would have kept playing hockey.
Why?
You had another good year until your knee went.
Yeah.
It was fun.
You had a few more years till you blew a knee anyway. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe start the podcast 5 years earlier.
Oh, dude. I would 100% not went to business college and went right into music right away. No brainer.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, starting the podcast earlier probably would make it get in the ground floor. Well, we'd be the top one at this point.
got into, so, 5 years earlier.
Yeah,
we're pretty early adopters, like, to be honest, of podcasting. Like, we were before podcasting was really humongous. We were doing.
Yeah, we weren't the innovators, but we were the early adopters of the podcast world.
And then when I was on the show every 3 months.
Yeah. Back when there were people who didn't know what a podcast was. Like, you guys listen to podcasts? Like,
oh, man. When we first started, so many people were like, what's a podcast?
Yeah. Everybody knows.
Well, I was like, it's just, I don't know, it's like a radio show, but you download it. And they're like, sure, I guess. Cool. See ya.
Conspiracy, what would you change?
Not a whole lot. I'm a pretty happy guy all the time.
Yeah, right. I can think offhand like 10 decisions that I'd change for you.
List five of them.
List five?
Five of them.
All right. First off.
Oh, here we go.
First off, you should have sold your truck in the States, made a boatload of money. First decision.
Okay.
Second decision I would change for you. When you were in Australia, I would have bought, you should have bought recording equipment and recorded from Australia.
Would have been nice if I was part of a podcast that was making money.
Well, you would have been, had you had any gear to record.
Let's take that one step further. If you would have showed up for episode two.
I'm going to put that one half down.
Yeah. All right. Fucking back in 96.
Oh,
when you got drop kicked in the face by Derek McPhail, and you should have shut your mouth, not run in the house, so we could have still gone to the water slides. How about that decision? All right.
How's it my fault he bled all over the house?
Right? Oh, yeah. He bled.
Yeah, I didn't bleed.
He bled.
But should have kicked him. I got in trouble.
You should have kicked him. Ruined our day.
I didn't touch him. I'm sticking with it.
Should ruin our day. All right. I'll never forget that.
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
How about 95? I would have jumped in the pool 3 minutes earlier. How about that one?
Okay, that's pretty
saved
good
a lot of people a lot of heartache. All right. The fifth one.
Here it is.
I got it.
He's got it.
94. You should have just stopped at one fart.
That's so
funny. That's a good one. Okay, let's second five, fart. Let's five more. Let's
second
five
fart. More. He shit his pants. That's why I remember it. Because he said, "Ooh, I farted. Ooh, I pooed." Ooh, I pooed.
94. He's 2 years old.
Yeah, that's about when it happened.
Yeah, I remember.
It's all downhill from there.
No, it would have been six at that time, I think.
2002. You probably shouldn't have got those stupid cubic zirconium earrings that you had.
2002. That was 2010. 2010. Makes it worse.
Yeah.
Cubic zirconium.
I was looking good too. Yeah.
Anything else?
Oh, that's funny.
No, Zell, what would you change? Oh, you said it before you'd go back.
Yeah, besides the obvious, the investing ones, like just personal life decisions, college, because everyone tells you you got to go to college and then you waste 4 years taking something bullshit and you finish, you're like, well, why did I do that?
Yeah, you're like, what now?
I go,
I don't know.
All right, know. Now I'm going back to school again to learn what I really wanted to learn in the first place after wasting that degree.
Burmeister asked if I blew my knee out doing the Colt 45. No, I've never blown anything doing those. I'm good at those dance moves, the Colt 45s. I blew my knee walking. Turning around.
Yeah. Just regular motion. Regular
motion. I'm just like, I'm facing this way. I want to face the complete opposite way. Like, oh, that
one,
was yeah.
190 degree step.
Yeah.
Boom, gone.
Pop.
Everything destroyed. My whole life, my dreams of going pro shattered.
Your sculpted surfer body.
Yeah. I could throw a, hey, me and Zell went surfing, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Should do it.
It was a good time. I felt like a seal in that wetsuit, though.
Seals can swim and surf, and you didn't either.
Yeah, I kind of stood up a couple times. I hung 10 a couple times.
You know what you should have done? Should have taken that 9-foot board.
I didn't want to.
you're too big for the 8-foot board. You need the 9-foot board.
I got the 12-foot pool set up in the back. I'm going to make a little sign. It says SeaWorld. I'm going to have splash zone times for when I'm in it.
Put ribbon out around the lawn when you do your flop.
Yeah. No, Conspiracy sold his truck, but there's a probably about 6 months ago, there was a huge push for trucks in the States and people were selling the trucks from Canada to the States for big money.
And Conspiracy had a nice new like Dodge Ram or something, didn't he?
Yes. And he should have sold it down there, but he didn't.
Live and learn.
Yeah. That's very. I don't see any of the questions. ATT better than Joe Rogan? Yeah, of course it is.
It is.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
There's four. We're just like we told Spotify, we're four times better because there's four of us.
Yeah, we won that $400 million contract.
We are better.
They said no, and they cut us.
I said, you all are crazy.
You are idiots.
Now it's all about quantity over quality. They just want a whole bunch of like mid-lane podcasts. Don't want one good one. I mean, I don't know. I was looking at some of the other podcasts and this is like, or whatever, podcast networks. And it's just, they got all of these podcasts, but like none of them are that good.
Well, no, dude, that's what a lot of things do. Like they do this huge group, right? And that's how they advertise, right? Because none of them have a lot of listens. Right. But together they have as much listens as us. Woo! Look at that, baby. Josh Trapito.
Nice.
What's Czar?
Josh Trapito.
Czar? Where are you seeing Czar?
What currency is Czar? Z-A-R.
Czar 35?
Yeah, what does that mean?
That's a good, that's a good question.
Where are you from, Josh?
Yeah, where are you from, Josh? I think he gave us 32 Canadian cents.
South African Rand.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's 0.079 cents.
Yes. My man.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Oh, no. One.
ATT worldwide.
One. So it's 1 to 0.079. So times that by, what is that? What do you give us? 35?
35.
Oh, okay. That's
35 cents.
A couple bucks.
Yeah. Fucking take that.
ATT worldwide. Yeah. Ba, ba, ba,
that's awesome. I never heard that. ZAR. There you go.
Get to the real issues, gentlemen. You want the real issues? I solved the Zodiac Killer murders.
Oh, did you?
I did. Been going at it hard.
And?
What
does that mean? Well,
hold on. I need a clarification. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wait, what?
So I solved the puzzles that he was leaving.
The cipher? Right?
The ciphers.
How'd you do that? Them.
Weren't they already
you know
solved?
There were ciphers. They weren't word searches. You weren't like just drawing circles around.
They were.
Wait, what do you mean? If they were.
They already, the ciphers, like the codes?
Yeah,
they were already solved.
What did they say?
They were solved this year. Like, no.
But they were 2020? Solved. He solved them.
No, hold on. They were solved.
They did solve amateur two team. Of them or something.
Yeah, solve them. It was.
Wait, there was more than one?
it's Ella Cullen.
Oh, no!
They said, I hope you were having lots of fun in trying to catch me. That wasn't me on the TV show, which brings up a point about me. I am not afraid of the gas chamber because it will send me to paradise all the sooner because I now have enough slaves to work for me. Where everyone else has nothing when they reach paradise. So they are afraid of death. I'm not afraid because I know that my new life will be an easy one in paradise. Death.
Oh, I was fucking way off. Way off.
What do you think it meant?
I didn't. I connected. I thought it was a word search. I found a couple stuff that made the shape of a smiley face.
I found all the words.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God.
Zodiac.
Yeah.
Unsolved. Solved.
Still unsolved.
Solved, unsolved. Solved, but unsolved.
I love it. Infamous quoted that. I solved the Zodiac murders. Yeah, I've been going at it hard.
I thought I was onto something, man.
That's funny.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. Yeah, I thought it was like a amateur team cracked in like 2020 or something, I remember.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah. They solved it, so. Solved.
Oh, I'll have to look it up.
Oh man, someone quote that on a shirt with Miss Conspiracy's face.
I've been going at it hard. I'm gonna make a new Power Hour shirt. It's just his face and it just says I solved the Zodiac murders. I've been going at it hard.
Put that on the back. Yeah. I've been going at it hard.
That's funny.
Didn't disappoint.
God.
No. Any other conspiracies popping up? I mean, other than the like congressional hearing, there hasn't been a lot other than Skinwalker Ranch, obviously season 3.
The QAnon people went back to Dallas. They're back in Dallas again.
JFK is coming back again.
He's coming back again.
No, but not last time it was JFK Jr. This time it was JFK.
Actually JFK.
The actual JFK.
So he's like 100 years old.
There's like 100 people there.
With like half a face.
Is JFK in a jar? Just his head.
It's just his head in a jar.
He's on like an android body or something.
I have no idea.
Boa supper, Ira, want a party platter.
The people actually showed up there for again.
So he didn't show up?
No. For the second time.
Are they planning it again?
Probably.
Is this a yearly thing?
Well, it was like 6 months? No, 7 months ago that they did the last one. Because I thought the story was an old one. Like, I thought that I looked it up, it was like a couple of weeks ago. And I was like, no, they did this already. And then I looked it up and I'm like, oh no, they went back. It's even funnier the second time. all these people there waiting on the grassy knoll for JFK to show up.
Comedy comes in 3, so they're coming back one more time.
Is Q still making Q drops or whatever? Why didn't they call them Q-tips?
Yeah. Oh, come on. Yeah, way better.
Let's call them from now on.
Swing and a miss.
Yeah, Q-tips. That's what they are from now on.
There was a headline I read the other day, and I didn't get to look into it, but it was something about like Q has returned or something. They started doing job because I think they fell off after kind of there was the whole thing. Like they figured out who it was. It was the guy, you know, founded 4chan or whatever, and was like running it from the Philippines or whatever. that whole thing, and then but then it was like. Like they're back to throwing down clues or something. It's not as big as it was, I don't think, but it's still like, yeah, it's still strange. I think there's still
who
people
was it?
Falling
so this
into
this is from BBC says Jacob Chansley.
I think so.
QAnon there's Shaman.
Like, oh no, that's a different guy.
Oh no, that's the guy
with the
horns. That's the guy with the horns. That's got the horns. Yeah,
you think you're gonna get in there and not go to jail? And he was like that guy QAnon Shaman got put in jail, and then he was like trying to request like a specific diet when they put him in there. It's like vegan meals or something. Oh man,
you get good. What you get, bud.
I remember when we did the QAnon conspiracy like way back, and we're like, what? Like we kind of made fun of it, like this is crazy, and people got mad at us.
Yeah,
they're like, you guys don't know anything. No. You guys are fucking in this. You didn't give it a good solid. You didn't really look into it. And we're like, we looked. And that's what we found.
There's no substance. And like then once you get into it, you start following it. And then it's like people will throw a bunch of stuff at us, like, but it's like, I don't know.
It never came to fruition. The storm never happened.
Yeah. It's just a keep of like next week, the next thing is coming. I'm like, I know these things. Like
and you know what the sad thing is? Like we called that one. And like, I remember getting like this one girl from St. Louis. Like private messaged me on my I have my Instagram, my personal Instagrams, the other Alien Theorist account. There's nothing on it. I never use it. It was just a placehold. Our other
like a backup kind of
Alien Theorist. Yeah, so it just sits there, and like they privated me on that and be like chastised me when we did the like, fucking full of shit. You're just in it for the money. You don't give a fuck. I'm like, one, there's no money. Two,
no money.
And it's shitty because like there was a lot of people that got mad at us for. And listen, if you're, I hope those people come back. We forgive you. You know, okay. You fell for you got fooled, right? We've all been fooled. Con.
It happens.
People have been being conned for hundreds of years.
Forever. Yep.
It's all good.
Thousands of years.
I got fooled by that Nigerian prince. Who hasn't? It's all good. Come on back to the fold. We're all human.
It's fine.
It's all good.
Chewbacca, my boy. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, hey. Chewbacca.
Mr. Conspiracy is the only member of the podcast to meet longtime Patreon supporter, Chewbacca.
Oh, and he's a fucking beauty.
Chewbacca, I hope you're coming to Canada at some point, and you make sure you let us know when.
You make sure.
And you come out to the West Coast, make sure you do a trip to the Okanagan, because
we'll have a time.
We'll have a time for sure.
Oh, it'll be a fun time.
We'll put you up at our parents' pig farm.
beautiful 75 acres of pigs.
Pig farm. Mm.
Oh, that's funny.
I said, be wary of the man who keeps pigs.
Yeah.
You got, well, now we've solved the Zodiac Killer.
Burmeister, don't you talk about my chickens.
There's the other thing I like. We haven't really had a good alien movie in a long time. We got Nope coming out at the end of this month.
Oh.
I'm really excited for that movie. It'll be interesting to see because a horror alien UFO movie. I'm like, I'm sold. I'm all in. I can't wait. It'll probably be the first movie I see in cinemas this year.
That was, I remember looking into that a little while ago. It was actually shot for IMAX.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch not at IMAX.
I'm going to watch on a 22-inch gaming monitor.
Yeah. Streamed from F Movies.
Yeah.
From someone's handy cam.
Yeah. Those RIP movies have gotten a lot more sophisticated. People have found a way, because you know in theaters there's no, it's not film anymore. It's like a hard drive.
Yep.
Yeah. People have found a crack to be able to just rip the movie in real time off of those hard drives.
Oh, dude. Okay, for I was thinking about this because when we worked at the movies way back in 2006, it was still film. So I used to be, I used to splice the film together when it came. And then shortly after that, they moved to digital, where you basically get a DVD disc. And the like, where you put the DVD in to play the movie, you could put a regular DVD in and play DVDs like in the movie theater. I've thought about this recently. Like, I'm sure there's people out there that have a job there strictly to rip that onto their computer. And they probably make way more money selling those rips on the web than they do working at the theater, but they probably make a killing.
Well, theater's got to be the lowest paying job you could ever get.
Yes. Yes, most likely.
Got to be minimum wage.
Oh, 100%.
Less. Yes. It's like, and it's weird. Well, I could see now because all you do is go push play. But when we worked at the theater, you had to take the film. You had to run it through like 9 different fucking pulleys and fucking gears and thread through the projector. Dude, and you could fuck it up pretty good.
this multi-million dollar budget movie would count on me, a 17-year-old who at one point was a baby.
I mean, to one point.
All of us.
He's not
maybe.
Wrong.
Maybe.
He's not wrong. I mean, yeah.
Right? To cut together 4 different reels of film, I would have to splice them in the proper order, put this holographic film on to know when the lights would cue up and down, right? And then run it through the machine and not fuck it up. And I fucked it up once where I mixed up the reels. So when people watched Christmas with the Cranks, they watched it.
One.
Reel 1, 3, 2, 4. No one complained for a month because that was how bad the movie was.
They were just there to see Tim Allen go. Ooh.
Ooh.
Was Braden? Was that me and you, or was it just me when we went after the bar and we threaded the movie wrong and we melted the film?
That was just you.
That was just me.
That was just you. Yeah.
I remember we went after. I think it was 300. And we went after the bar, and we threaded the because we had this like. Unspoken agreement with the theater saying we could go after hours and watch movies as long as you cleaned up and put everything back as it was.
Sweet.
So we go after the bar, we'd make popcorn, but we'd clean up and we always did a really good job, except one time just a little too drunk. Just a little bit too drunk. And then I grabbed the film. You got to like pull it around the tray and then through the projector and then through like the sound reader. And I, at some point in that process, I had reversed the tape backwards. So it spiraled, it bound, it got stuck in the projector, and I melted about like 20 frames of that movie. And then know what I did? Just as drunk, went up, snipped the film, spliced those 20 scenes out, and no one found out.
Like a Mission Impossible.
So you were like watching, you're watching like Leonidas go fucking Sparta kick that guy, but you just missed, you know, like just under a second of him kicking that guy down the fucking hole.
Just one of those movies where you're like, oh, it's over.
Like, what?
Weird.
Yeah, what happened?
That's a strange ending.
Yeah, that was actually a really fun job. That was probably my favorite job. It was like me and Braden and like 3 or 4 other really good friends all worked at the movie theater.
I used to love when you guys worked there. I got free movies, free popcorn all the time.
And we got free movies for years because everyone kind of worked there at different times. And then when we all quit, there we still knew people that worked there for another like 3 or 4 or 5 years, and we would just keep getting free movies forever.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure I got like 8 years worth of movie and popcorn.
Oh, 100% out of that easy, place. Easy. Like, 8 years of free
time.
Movies.
Yeah, it was a long time. It was great. Those were. Fuck, I miss the old Landmark.
The Landmark we have in Campbell River is actually the exact same Landmark from the one we worked at.
It's identical.
It's like must be the exact
the same building blueprint.
Yeah, it's just reversed. If that makes sense, like every instead of going left to the theaters, it's
going right.
The concessions on the left, yeah, but it's the exact same.
So they just flipped the plan.
Yeah, yeah, it's bizarro.
That's how you save money. You know, you build the same theater in every city.
Yeah,
you know they paid some engineer a lot of money to just be like,
flip it.
How about this one?
You know where theater 1 is? That's going to be theater 5 now.
Yeah.
Oh, genius. Yeah, that was actually a really fun job.
It was a cool place. Yeah.
And then you like, you would climb up behind, like behind the screen when movies are playing.
Yeah.
And they have all, they have like fucking 40 speakers behind the screen. It's fucking crazy.
Why Zell's deaf.
That's why I'm, yeah, I'm deaf in my right ear.
Hey, Zell, tell us about, you won another Battle of the Bands?
Oh, baby, Lucky Monkeys 3-0 in Battle of the Bands.
Damn.
Couple of monkeys, huh?
Well, we didn't play a lot over the pandemic, so we got a little rusty. But then we got it back, and then we joined the Battle of the Bands. Admittedly, maybe a little unfair.
Why was it unfair?
It was like the most of the bands are pretty new. And we've played 100 shows.
Oh.
But hey, it's
like, you're playing against like little kids.
Just no,
like
18-year-olds.
No, it was surprisingly, there's 8 bands and like 6 of the bands were like 50 plus. Like guys who probably used to play in a band in college and I haven't played a band in 20 years, 30 years. And they got like a new band.
So you're beating up old people.
We're beating up old people. Exactly. yeah, but I don't know. You had to submit, so we submitted our website and everything, and they deemed us part of the. If they said like, "Hey, you guys are too established," like, that's fine, it's no problem.
Yeah,
not our fault. We win $1,000.
Worth it.
That's funny though. Is you won, so you win $1,000 for the Battle of the Bands, and then when you win Battle of the Bands, you like get a show at like. The local, like, it's called West Side Days. So it's just like a family weekend of fun. And so you win the opportunity to play an hour and a half show, which not a lot of bands play an hour and a half that are like our local bands, but for $500. So you play 2 songs for 1,000 and then 20 songs for 500. It's funny. Mm. That's music though. Like, there's no money.
So when's your 20 song concert?
Next Sunday, July 10th. Like the week after. We actually already play that night. So we're playing playing like 4 hours that day.
Double header. Nice.
For me, it's easy, but as a vocalist, I don't know how Cass is going to sing 4 hours.
It's been a while. Oh, well.
I don't think we've ever
lip sync it.
We've never played that many, that much in a day. We play 3 hours all the time. Like we just played at O'Flanagan's last night in Canada Day.
Good for him. I lose my voice after like 4 songs on the radio in my car.
Easy. Dude, gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, we finished our album. So I think before it releases, I'm going to have a little, probably a Patreon only, Theorite only listening party.
Nice.
Huh?
Like we finished our album, Lucky Monkey, our first one.
Oh, you're going to play
it
for the
Yeah, we're, I'll yeah. play it before Patreon? It releases. Yeah.
Dude, how does it World feel to premiere. Be, how does it feel to be famous in Asia?
Oh yeah. So we recorded this music video for the song Go like 4 years ago.
I remember that song. Yeah.
And it got like 20,000 YouTube views and we're like, well, that's pretty awesome. And then it just died. Like it never got another view pretty much ever again. And then sometime in March, it got like picked up on like an Asian playlist somewhere.
Nice.
And then I was like, cause we're releasing the album. So I was going through all like our social stuff, like just updating the banners and stuff. I was like, oh, why does Go has 250,000 downloads? I was like, this must be like a bot or a mistake. And then I go look and it says like on such and such playlist, India, Indonesia, Malaysia, like all these like, what? And I think it's because we dressed up our bass player as a girl in the video. And that's like the thumbnail. He's wearing like a blonde wig. So it looks from like a grainy picture. You're probably like, oh, a girl. I'm going to click that picture.
It's There's not no way. There's no way.
I can't. That's why people are. How else does it get? That. How else do you find that video?
You know why? It's an easy song for foreigners to sing. There's one word, go.
It's true.
Right? They can, go. Or
people are searching for monkey videos, like funny monkey videos, like stealing people's shit. And then somehow our band
monkey singing song.
I don't know how. But yeah, that was like the most views we ever got by a lot. and it's hilarious.
It's like, it's like surpassed 300,000 now.
It's mainly in India. It's like 50% in Malaysia and a bunch of other countries. It's funny.
Has that translated to other listeners like on Spotify or anything?
Absolutely,
or is it just
not
YouTube?
Absolutely not. Zero. I think we actually lost listeners over the last few months. Just the video for whatever reason.
Interesting.
And I don't think there's any money in that either.
Probably not.
I think you probably got to get over a million to before you start, you know, making a dollar.
Well, I don't know, because that song's like registered as a performance song. So like it has like a number. So anytime it gets, it's like a stream, but I don't know if that counts for the music video. Cause like on YouTube music, you get paid like per stream. It's like 0.001 cents, like fuck all. But if that, so I don't know. I don't know if that counts for a music video. I have no idea. We'll find out.
Are you famous in a third world country?
Me?
Yeah. Someone asked, they're like, aren't you famous in a third world country?
I'm famous in all countries. Fucking Mr. Conspiracy, man.
Mr. Conspiracy worldwide.
I'm famous in Canada, which has become a third world country. So
feels like it sometimes. Can't afford to do anything. Yeah,
sometimes.
If you didn't buy a house pre-2020, you're screwed.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Oh, yeah.
I'm renting an apartment for a ridiculous amount of money. And it's the best our town had to offer. Like way more than what a mortgage should cost somebody.
Don't worry. Wait for those mortgages to renew and everyone's going bankrupt.
Yeah. Now I'm going to be at the courthouse.
Yeah. You'll be buying the court ordered sale.
Yeah. I'm buying Park's Place, baby, for a discount.
Just be in court, like bang the gavel, judge. Yeah. Sold.
Your Honor, I do declare I own this property.
I do declare. I tell you what.
All right, we're well over an hour on this Power Hour. What do you guys? You guys want to wrap it up? You want to keep going, or what do you want to do?
I'm good.
I got nowhere to be.
All right,
we can wrap it up if you want. You want to wrap it up?
You can keep going. I'm just gonna go pee then.
Keep going.
Got something for you, Dan.
What? Let's see. Hang on. Let me tell you.
Conspiracy's got some
passcode in here correctly. So, being from the United States, I'm sure you've heard of the mysterious Betts sphere.
What?
Found in Fort George Island.
No, I haven't heard of it.
Never heard of it?
No. The Betts sphere?
The Betts sphere. So, basically, what it is it's this family. They were walking out of their farm and they found a perfect metal sphere in their farm. Nothing strange happened for a while. They brought it home and then...
Betts sphere.
Yeah. I can't remember what the main guy's name was, but like he was playing guitar in front of it one day in the house and it was like vibrating frequencies back at him or like humming at him.
I remember. I know what you're talking about.
You know what it is?
Yeah, I remember you talking about it. I think Linda Moulton Howe did a thing on it. I know she did some... I think she actually interviewed the family at some point, or some of the family.
They went through a lot, yeah. They got interviewed a lot.
The orb was like following people. They said they claimed it was like following people around, like as a, like it would roll through the house seemingly like on its own power, stuff like that.
That's right.
Yeah, some pretty crazy stuff.
So like...
Terry! His name was Terry.
Terry.
I think we talked about it at some point.
Terry Betts. Terry Betts from Jackson.
I remember looking it up, or at least watching something. I remember looking some stuff up about it, but I don't know if we talked about it on a. Might have been like a one off, like not a whole case file. We might have just thrown it in
just
like
a spinoff on an episode,
or like a mixed bag one we did, and I probably talked about it.
This is something that I have known about for a while that I was like, this has always piqued my interest. Now, like all officials that came and looked at it, government came and looked at it, like the military came and looked at it, and they were like, oh, it's, you guys have uneven floors and like that's what's causing it. And the Betts family would be like, well, like it will turn. It will turn. Like 90 degree corners.
Well, that's an oddball you got there.
Oh, well, there's a triangular chip here, which
it'll hit the floor and move that way. And it's like, that's pretty much how it all got wrapped up, was like, oh, it was debunked as man-made here on Earth. And it was just these people's floors and this chip and the ball. But like, if you listen to the accounts of the Betts family themselves, they're like, this thing was fucking weird. You play guitar in front of it and it would, you stop playing and it would hum back at you. What metal do we know on Earth that does that? Especially if it's just in a sphere in your living room. None? None? None well, that I know of.
Damn. Well, maybe Terry's just got a little bit of the tinnitus.
Oh, my tinnitus.
Well, that's... His ears are always humming.
Okay, I mean, case solved. Done. Yeah. Done.
It's nothing tinnitus. More than it's nothing more than a couple unlevel floors, a couple triangle chips, and a rough case of tinnitus.
Yeah, I remember looking that up.
It's a giant. It looks like a giant ball bearing. Like
right, they took an X-ray of it or something. Like they took an X-ray of it, and they said that there's like these weird little like dents. Like there are parts inside of it that seemed more dense than the other material that was surrounding them. And they said like that could be something. There were concerns about it being radioactive. I think was the thing. Like, this family just keeping it in the house. Like I don't know where yeah. they. I can't remember what they said it was because it's been a while.
Yeah, and, no wonder it's humming.
Yeah, it's just like
fucking radioactive. It's one of those spheres. Remember the scientist we talked about who he had those two halves of the spheres that he kept, and he like cowboyed it one time, and he touched, caused a nuclear fusion.
Right,
obviously
yeah,
died. It's just that ball. They just rolled it down a hill after, and this family picked up. They're like, it's rolling around. It's humming. It's humming back at us.
I don't remember a lot of the stuff about it, but I just remember watching a couple of things about it, and it's just a giant ball bearing, like perfect sphere, and yeah. It was just a really weird I just remember them talking about like, yeah, it was following some of the kids around, or like it seemed to be intelligently controlled. I remember Linda Moulton Howe was involved in it for some reason. I think she interviewed some of the family.
What like, isn't Linda fact. Moulton Howe involved in?
I mean,
yeah, well, she works. She got everything.
she's everywhere.
She is.
She's on Skinwalker Ranch. She's on the Bet Sphere. She's on Ancient Aliens. She's everywhere. God damn. No, it was on Ancient Aliens season 12. Yeah. Mystery of the Bet Sphere. Yeah, it was in there.
Was it?
Yeah, it was on there.
They ever come to a conclusion on that?
Yeah, it's aliens.
It's ancient aliens. They never have a conclusion on
aliens. It's always aliens.
The conclusion is always aliens on Ancient Aliens.
Even if they don't say it's aliens, they imply it's aliens. They imply it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're not, they might not be wrong. It could all be aliens.
Yeah,
that's what I'm leaning towards.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
There's some, I don't know, there's a couple of crazy origins of like where it came from. And it's like, what is this? One of them is talking about like it fell off a rooftop luggage rack of like a Volkswagen bus because it was a part of a art project or something driving through that area. Was it Jacksonville, Florida? I guess like Jacksonville, Florida is where this took place. Fort George Island, Florida, but yeah, okay.
There was a lot of things that they said. They're like, oh, it comes from this ball bearing company. Oh, it fell off this art bus.
Yeah,
they were.
And you're like, oh, okay.
At one point in time, Jacksonville wanted to be known for the world's largest ball bearing, and they quickly gave that away. And the ball bearings went everywhere. Just let them loose in the forest.
Everything was downhill from there.
Yeah. Well, that's why they let him go, so they'd roll away.
Yeah, it's weird that we keep like just a metal sphere we found out in a field and just keep it in the house. I don't know.
Why are you just letting it roll? The logic behind that is like me finding a bowling ball tomorrow and being like, you know where this would go? Right in the middle of my fucking living room.
The best thing is like if you actually look at the Betts family farm and where they found it, there ain't no fucking hills. There ain't no hills. This thing wasn't
Florida. Rolling. Yeah, it's Florida. It's all flat.
if it fell off a truck and you look at the fire and you're like, damn, that ball bearing rail, like it rolled far, real far.
Maybe it fell from the sky.
I think it did. It's just a fucking alien ball bearing.
Yeah. It's just a funny, it's a funny little story.
It's a ball bearing from one of them UFOs.
UFOs. You know, there's just some UFO out there doing this all the way home.
I don't know. Yeah. And then they're saying that it was a ball check valve or something. Like, it seems to be.
It's pretty ball check valve. That's pretty big.
Ball check valve. For what?
A ball check valve produced by Bell and Howell Company.
For what?
Bell and Howell that makes balls.
I don't know. It's a ball check valve.
Is that the Bell and Howell that makes the as seen on TV flashlights that are indestructible?
Maybe.
Bell and Howell, there's an infomercial for these fucking flashlights, and they turn it on. It's like fucking daytime on the infomercial.
These
things are indestructible, and then it shows like a truck rolling over one, and it's like it still works. I was in a hotel watching this infomercial with a buddy, and he's like, "We're all drunk," and he's like, "You want to?" There were two for one, like 1995.
You want to buy one?
And he's like, "You want?" It's Colin. Colin, he requested the other show, and we order these Bell and Howell things. And he's like, "Yeah." So they come and turn them on. We're like, "Well, they're okay. Flashlight. Like they definitely don't turn the night to day." And then we go, "We've had them for 5 minutes," and he goes, "Well, let's run mine over." And we run it over and his breaks.
You keep yours?
Yeah, it's somewhere.
As seen on TV.
Yeah. So if it's the same Bell and Howell, I wouldn't trust their ball checker. Yeah. That's Mr. Conspiracy's job around here. Yeah.
See, I don't know.
We call that a fluffer where I'm from.
I don't know how many things I don't think I've ever bought anything off of TV before.
Oh, I bought a couple. So we have a store. I don't know if you guys have stores like this in the States, but we have a store like in the malls here where it's just called As Seen on TV.
Right. We have those.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, I've technically bought stuff from that store that I've seen on TV and then I buy it there.
But I've never called. Yeah. I've never called up the number and been like, get the free one. You know, it's like $29.99. We'll throw in two extra ones. I've never gotten to do that.
You've never used the financing option.
Yeah.
To get
three easy payments of $19.99. Whatever shitty thing they're selling.
The last thing I bought like that wasn't off like an infomercial. It was off of Facebook. Maybe 3 years ago. And for whatever reason, this ad came across my feed. And I've always kind of wanted one, but I would never ever look for one or follow through. It was a replica lightsaber. A cool handle.
Yeah, good one.
Like it looked, so to me, I was like, hey, that's fucking pretty cool. And it said like, buy one, get one free. And it was like this epic, like Darth Maul, like double-sided lightsaber that you clip together. And I was like, oh, that's just cool. Like, I don't need this, but I'm going to buy it. Whatever. It was $30. Like, I was like, that seems pretty cheap. So I buy it. And like 6 weeks later, I get a box. And it's like, it's pretty small. And
it's like a keychain.
It's so small. Like, I don't, that doesn't look like, that doesn't seem right. There can't be two of these in here. I open it up. It's a fucking plastic replica, like from the dollar store.
Nice. Like
this shittiest fucking lightsaber. It didn't even have sound effects. It just turned on. And I had two of these fucking things. And they were like, it was not even close. What the ad was.
I bet the dark got darker once he saw those.
So I was like, I'm going to return these. I go to return it. It's been 6 weeks. The company doesn't exist anymore. And now I'm just stuck with these two shitty lightsabers that all they're good for is my dog to eat.
I did that too with, I saw this ad for TikTok for this miracle pet hairbrush. And it showed these people like brushing cat hair off a couch.
Oh yeah.
Brushing cat hair off their clothes. And I'm like, fuck man, I got cats and it's an issue.
I need one of those.
Like that shit gets everywhere, and this thing just apparently catches the hair. So I like ordered it. It took 12 weeks maybe to get here. Yeah. I for sure. What? The same day I bought this, he bought these glasses that were, you put these glasses on, they were Bluetooth glasses that projected a 140-inch screen. And he got his glasses, and they were basically just plastic glasses that had lights on them. They didn't do anything. So I was like, we were kind of laughing, and I was like, oh, well, I'm sure this thing's not good. So finally, this fucking miracle cat brush comes in. I look at it and I'm like, man, this thing's really sharp. Really sharp. So I go to use it on my pants and I just rip my pants. It just catches every fiber of my pants and just tears my pants to shit. And I was like, dude, there's no way you could ever use this to get any hair for cats. I was like, God damn. I was
it's
like,
actually meant to just shave your cat.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it there.
Burmeister bought him too. He ripped his couch. That's what I bought it for. And I was worried. I was like, these things are going to rip my couch. It's fucked up.
You just see run it down your pants. Like, oh.
Sean asked, Braden, what's the weirdest thing that's happened to you in Omegle? I caught Andrew jerking off. It was the waist down, but don't ask me how, but I knew it was him.
How?
No. How? Just trust me. I know.
He knows.
I know Andrew. No, the weirdest thing.
A lot of dicks or what?
Not a lot.
There's the odd dick.
I mean, there's some. There's some.
There's a couple.
There's some.
There's some. Not a lot.
Honestly, most people don't show them. They show like other body parts first, right? Because like they're waiting for a girl.
Arm. So it's like the bottom of the arm first.
You're killing me. It's cool.
Sorry. And then it's the weirdest thing though. There was this guy, and he glassed. I think I posted it. And it's like, he's watching this weird documentary and he just looks and he shushes me. And I was like, okay, yeah, I was kind of watching for a second. And then it was like talking about like fucking pterodactyls or something. And then he just turns and like really looks at the camera. And I was like, what the fuck? That was weird. Like there's like weird people like doing weird stuff, like weird stunts for like their videos and stuff. Like, you know, I've seen a person just sits there and then he smashes an egg on his face and he's just staring. And I'm like, that's what you're doing for your video?
Like, oh. I'm just asking people if they like aliens.
I'm just saying aliens. Do you believe?
Aliens? Next?
You need to check that guy's TikTok and maybe see if he's got more views. Maybe he should be.
Honestly, trust me. I was like, anytime someone does something like that where I can tell they're making a video, I make faces that you wouldn't use on your TikTok or YouTube, which is just my regular face, basically.
Just Braden.
No. Yeah, it's just
not desirable.
Did he look like he had, well, I guess he washed it off between takes. Does he have like eggshells on his face? I wonder if he's just like constantly.
He looked slimy. He looked like he'd been smashing eggs for a while.
Internet's a weird place, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a strange place.
Where you can find all of us. So yeah. Pretty fucking weird,
alien,
man.
Alientheorist.com, you can find all the weirdest. Hey, Burmeister, why wouldn't you send it to me, the other fucking guy who bought it, and I could verify if it was the same one, dummy?
What?
Here.
Are you talking about?
Why would you send it to the, let's see it.
Oh.
Oh, that's the exact same one.
Yeah, there you go.
Brutal.
He sent it to Scotty?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you gotta be wary of the scams on Facebook and infomercials.
Yeah.
They are lying to you.
The one that I got caught recently by is that like the palette of tools you could buy for like $90. Full palette of Milwaukee tools sent straight to your tools? House. I was like, all right, like, this is pretty good. A full palette. That's a lot.
showed up. I had a little fucking mail bag, like 6 by 6 inches show up.
It was a 6 by 6 pet pallet.
Yeah. Shows up. It's just this little bag and it's got like one of those children's plastic drills. That was it. $100 well spent.
Wow.
I sent it back. I got a full refund and I
that was number six
drill.
Of decision I'd go back and change. For those keeping count.
Oh, dude, that's funny. Now I don't buy. Right. I don't buy anything offline anymore. Nothing.
Fuck no. No.
Fool me once.
The only thing I buy online is merch from alientheorist.com.
Crowdmade.com. Yep.
Yeah.
Do our old designs go on there too, or is it just like the new ones?
The store rotates, Dan. August 1st, there might be some new designs. There might be some ones you wanted for before that weren't. There might be some new hat designs. I don't know.
Yeah.
Get that brand new Mystic Conspiracy shirt. I've been going hard at it.
Yeah.
Gotta check back in every month.
Yeah. I saw, this is going to be a great show. The exact same, instead of Power Hour, I solved the Zodiac murders. I've been going hard at it.
There's more than one cipher?
It's a cipher? All
right, so
it's not a word.
What is there, two, three? How many of them are there?
That's a good question.
I hear it can't be that many. And I'm like 3/4 of the way through the first one. So yeah. I'm almost there. Let me find a couple more words in that word search and I'll get it.
He's gonna, if there's one cipher left to break, Mr. Conspiracy is gonna break it.
Yeah, he's so far he's found is, if, of, on, no,
to.
All right, let's wrap this fucking Power Hour up. That was fun. It was fun to get Mr. Conspiracy back on here.
Woo!
We haven't done a Power Hour in quite some time, so that might be a monthly thing. It's fun.
Yeah,
it's
maybe we'll get more going always once fun. I get the German Hobby Lobby all set up. They actually built these this was Hitler's design actually, but and it fell through and they brought it back in 77.
The Nazi scientists that came over to NASA brought it with them.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They while they shipped an Operation Paperclip, when they brought over the scientists, they also grabbed about 2,200 units of these Hobby Lobbies. And I got my hands on one.
Is that your impression of a German accent?
No, that's my redneck who's really into RVs and he knows all the backstories.
What's his name?
His name is... I haven't came up with a name for him yet.
All right, perfect way to end. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Peace, everyone.
Thanks.
Lactates when babies cry.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.